All of our program is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're going to continue our series on an anthem of prayer from Psalm 20. And if you'd like to hear all of the messages in this series, you can find them at our website, considerhisword.org. Again, considerhisword.org. All of the messages will be there. Click on the link that says Radio Programs and you'll find them there. There's also another link there that says Contact Us. We'd love to hear from you. If you'd write to us, send us an address and where you're hearing the program today, we'll send you one of our little prayer journals. I talk about these all the time, and we send out many of them. It's just a simple little notebook that fits into your shirt pocket or a purse or a Bible case or something like that, a place where you can keep track of your prayer requests. You know, he said, let your requests be made known unto God. You can write these prayer requests down and then make note of when God answers those prayers. What a great little tool it is for you to keep track of prayers. You know, I take mine with me to church on Wednesday especially, and when somebody says, pray for me, I pull out my book and I can make a note of it right then and right there. So if you'll write to us, now give us an address. You know, I had somebody write to me a few days ago and they said, we'd like to have two prayer journals. And I thought, great, I'll send them two. And they sent no address. And so I could not send them out. I didn't know where to send them. So make sure you include that address so we know where to send your prayer journal to you. Now, you can get them through the website, considerhisword.org. You can email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Again, considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Now, as well, you can write to us, as many do. Now, let me give you our address. I'll give it to you a couple of times. Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Give it to you again. Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40 in Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. Now, we've been working on this series for a couple of weeks, and as I mentioned, you can go back and find all of the messages on the website at considerhisword.org. Today, Lord willing, we'll finish this chapter, and then we're going to go on to chapter 21. Now, remember, these two psalms are kind of like bookends. Psalm 20 would be a song that they would sing before they went into battle. And it's a great psalm for when you know that you're going to be going into a difficult time. Maybe you're facing a surgery or maybe something else that you know is coming down the line. And you can go back and read this psalm, pray this psalm, believe this psalm, and lift it up to the Lord. I'm going to read it again because I want to kind of put everything together in context. It's only 9 verses, so Psalm 20 is a song or a psalm of David. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend thee. Send thee help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion. Remember all thy offerings and accept thy burnt sacrifices. Grant thee according to thine own heart and fulfill all thy counsel. We will rejoice in thy salvation, and in the name of our God we will set up our banners. the Lord, fulfill all thy petitions. Now know I that the Lord saveth his anointed. He will hear him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen up and stand upright. Save, Lord, let the King hear us when we call. Notice it's a prayer that the Lord would hear when we call, and certainly he does. Now, very quickly, we went through the first part of this where he encourages the people to come and talk to God and to pray with God, where they can find God's help and God's strength, and now that God will help them and give them the petitions. He will answer their prayers. Then he talked about this banner. He said, well, lift up our banners. And make your commitments to the Lord, and God will fill their heart's desire. He says, we'll post our flag, our banners, down in verse 5. Now, beginning in verse 6, and it's really where we want to pick up today, he begins to tell how faithful he is in the Lord, and that he is going to trust the Lord. And I love this, how this begins, because in verse 6, he says, now know I. We could say it this way, I know this. And in those words, we find a sound of confidence. I know this. It reminds me of that passage of scripture in 1 John. It's 5, verse 14, where the scripture says, these things have I written to you that you may know that you have eternal life, and that she may believe on the name of the Son of God. There's confidence in those. And here he is expressing his confidence, not on that the Lord will save them. And again, here he's not just talking about salvation, as we understand being saved. And I think that application could be made here. But he's talking about being saved in this battle, that they would come through the battle victorious. And he says, no, I know that the Lord saves his anointed. Just like we could say, the Lord saves those who trust in him and have put their faith in him and know him as their personal Savior. And he goes on and says, he'll hear him from his holy heaven and with the saving strength of his right hand. You hear in that also a confidence that God will hear when I pray. And we find in this a trust in God, a confidence in God. And then he goes on and makes this comparison in verse 7. Some trust in chariots and some in horses. And I can imagine that as they sing these words and pray these words, that across the battleground they can see the chariots. Maybe across the battlefield they see their chariots and see their horses. And that they're trusting in the strength of their chariots and the horses. I was just thinking about the chariots. Remember when Moses crossed the Red Sea? Not much trust in those chariots. The wheels began to fall off. He says, and some put their, you know, these are physical things. Things that we can build or things that we can control. These are physical things. Many put their trust in money or in wealth. Or they'll put their trust in themselves. I trust myself. He says, no, we're going to remember the name of the Lord our God. We're trusting God. I quote it so often, and I'm sure you've read it before, Psalm 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. And I love this next passage in verse 8 where he says, they are brought down and fallen. There's the words of victory. And again, we see in that a confidence. They're going to fall. They're going to be brought down. And I can almost see them sitting upright and putting their shoulders back when they say, but we are risen and stand upright. We ought to stand tall in our Christian faith. Oh, yes, humble before God. But remembering that God is our strength and God is our help and our hope and our faith is in Him. And we can stand strong in Him the way David stood before Goliath. And he said, the enemy, they'll fall. This word ought to give you some encouragement to stand strong and put your faith and trust in Him, your trust in the Lord. Again, in verse 6, he said, He will hear from His holy heaven and with the saving strength of His right hand. Notice, not your strength, not your right hand, His strength and His right hand. And the whole passage ends, the psalm ends with just a short prayer, just a quick, short prayer, where he says, Save, Lord, let the King hear us when we call. A short prayer, simply, Save me. And sometimes that's all we need. You know, sometimes we think, oh, we've got to have all of these fancy words. You know, I'll tell you this. As a young believer, there were two things I thought about prayer. And this was from hearing people pray, hearing my dad pray, and hearing the men pray in our church. There are two things that I thought had to happen in prayer. One, you had to talk really fast. Seems like everybody I heard pray would talk fast. And the second thing was that you had to use King James English to pray. That God only understood King James English. Listen, God understands your heart. You don't even have to say a word. God hears your cry. So don't be so worried about long and fancy words. Remember Peter, that time over in Matthew 14, when they were out at night and a storm came, and here Jesus came walking across the water. I say a storm came. I'm not sure there was a storm there in that account, but either way, here comes Jesus walking on the water. And at first they were afraid. They thought it was a ghost or something out there on the water. Jesus called out to him, and Peter said, Lord, let me come out there. I don't know what Peter was expecting, but the Lord says, okay, come, come. And Peter threw that hairy leg over the side of the boat, and he stepped out, and there he was standing on the lake, standing on the water, and he began to walk toward Jesus, and then he saw the waves lapping at his feet and coming at his ankles. Notice he took his eyes off the Savior, and he began to sink, and he cried out, Lord, save me. And the Lord did. He didn't have time for fancy words. He didn't have time for King James English or a long fancy prayer. He just simply said, Lord, save me. And that's kind of what we see here. Remember, the thief on the cross just simply said, Lord, remember me. So many times we can see those short prayers in Scripture. Lord, save me. Lord, help me. Lord, strengthen me. Lord, show me. Lord, guide me. And He will hear when we call. I want you to notice how this psalm kind of begins with prayer and ends with prayer. We go back to verse 1, and he says, The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. In the last verse of the psalm, he said, Save, Lord, let the King hear us when we call, and He will hear you. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
Consider His word. Consider His word. Consider His word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider His word.
And only a moment truth was seen, reveal this mystery, the crown that showed no dignity. He wore